Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Aaron Kalupa from the 76 Progressives 4-H Club about the fair. And we're in the middle of the Washington County Fair now. Can you tell us a little bit about the upcoming auction?
Yes. Every year on Friday of the fair, we have an auction for all the 4-H'ers that they work with their livestock all year, and then it's an opportunity for the community to give back for their hard work. People from all around the community can come and buy. A lot of businesses buy to be supportive of the 4-H Association. And then also there's a breakfast served by Washington County Farm Bureau and the pork producers that starts at 7 o'clock. And the auction starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. There's cattle first, and then there's sheep, and then there's rabbits and chickens and other things like that.
And is the auction open to anybody or just those associated with 4-H?
The auction is open up to anyone. Sometimes there's family members that come buy things. There's people from different towns or different businesses. And you don't have to be related to 4-H at all. If you want to just come support a 4-H member that you know, you can come do that. Or if you just want to come watch, you can do that too.
And what are you showing at the fair this year?
This year, I'm showing market beef. I'm showing one market heifer and a Charolais steer and a crossbred steer.
And can you walk us through a little bit about the process of getting those ready for the fair? I know that that's something not everybody's gone through.
Yes. Every year you start out when they're little and you take them to weigh-in. And usually you haven't worked with them that much before weigh-in, so you're just getting started with them in the winter. And then you start to get them locked up and get them used to you and put a halter on them, and then you tie them up. And then you just have to build a relationship with them and build some trust. And then it all gets easy from there. You start to wash them and blow them out and get them all pretty for the fair and feed them different types of stuff for how you want them to look. And basically you just have to get their trust in order to be able to show them.
And what do you do right before the shows to get them ready? Do you have to give them a bath?
Yeah, before the show, there's some people out there like as early as 4 in the morning or something just to wash them and get them very clean. You get this special type of comb and you even use shampoo on them, and you get them very clean and spotless, and then you get this really fancy type of like a hair dryer, but it's very powerful, and you blow their hair so it's nice and fluffy. And sometimes some more fancy people use like hairspray and all this stuff on them just to make them look just how they want them.
And what's your favorite part of the Washington County Fair?
My favorite, this year at the fair, I'm going to be the beef queen. So my favorite part of the fair is just saying hi to everyone and getting to meet new people and talking about their projects. And this year as beef queen, I'm going to do that even more. More people will come up to me and I'll get to talk to them more about my projects and see what they've been up to all year. So I like to do that.
And can you tell us how you were crowned beef queen? How did that happen?
So my parents were beef cattle farmers, and they're part of the Washington County Cattlemen. So I filled out an application and talked about how I could advocate for beef production and things like that. And I wrote an essay and then submitted it to the Washington County Cattlemen's Association, and then they sorted through all those and they picked me. So I've been being the beef ambassador for the beef producers, and I've been going around and helping them with their stuff.
And is that fun?
Yes, it's very fun. And so then at the fair, I'll be handing out ribbons for the beef shows and the bucket bottle show and getting to talk to everyone. So that should be fun.
And in closing, can you share with us again what time the livestock auction starts and where it'll be?
The livestock auction on Friday morning starts at 9 with the cattle. You can bring your trailers and park them. There's two big loading chutes you can park them by, or you can park them on the big hill on the side. It starts at 9, and there's a breakfast that starts at 7:30.
That's been today's Washington Page with Aaron Kalupa, a member of the 76 Progressives 4-H Club. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.